CNN's Philip, Big Problem Millions Willing to Believe Trump's Blatant, Provable Lies. By Pam Key on January 6, 2025. CNN anchor Abby Phillips said on her network's special coverage of the election certification that it was a big problem that millions of people in this country are willing to believe anything President-elect Donald Trump says, even if it's a blatant provable lie. Phillips said, "It actually is not surprising Trump was able to do that because the very fact that GYPs happened in the first place is evidence of Trump's political power. Those people were there because of him. You saw in that video that we just played," he said, "the election was stolen from us." He said that even as people were breaking into the Capitol. Trump never backed down from the fundamental lie that was at the heart of January 6, and he still does not to this day. She continued, "So January 6, I think, is a symptom of a broader problem, which is that there are millions of people in this country who are willing to believe anything that Trump says, even if it's a blatant provable lie." Philip added, "For the Congress, I think the members, some of whom are in the chamber, who will be in the chamber today. The members who back Trump up, who continue to try to gaslight the country about what happened that day. Who insist this was predominantly peaceful when we saw with our own eyes what happened, those people are still in power. I think that the next 4 years is going to be heavily influenced by their attempts both in terms of rhetoric and in terms of official actions because there's a lot they want to do in Congress to try to codify this idea that January 6th was not violent. All of their words and their actions will probably be pushing toward that. And we should be aware of that and guard against it. Because for the rest of us who live in the real world, we saw what happened on January 6th. We see the charges, hundreds of people charged with violent offenses. That is the truth. Those are the facts. Even a Congress who might attempt to try to put out some kind of statement that says this was a powerful day, that's not going to change what we all know happened." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.